Good morning, you're welcome to the Open Heaven Hour. Please stay tuned for our devotion for today. Welcome to another episode of the Open Heaven Hour. It's time to be in the presence of the Lord. It's a beautiful Saturday. It's a beautiful weekend. And today is the 19th day in the month of July 2025. The Lord is in the house and the Lord is ready. He's ready to feed us with the Word of God. So I want you to kindly share until it gets to every single person that needs to hear this message. This segment of our show is brought to you by the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. And on this segment of our show, we make use of our Open Heaven Devotion Manual, written by Father in the Lord, Pastor Enoch Adejare Adeboye, the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Today, we'll be looking at a topic that says, be kind always, be kind always. Our hymn for today is taken from hymn 24, I want to be like Jesus. Our Bible in 1 year is taken from Isaiah chapter 15 to chapter 19. And our memory verse is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, which says, and be kind, and be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32. And be ye kind one to another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Our Bible reading is taken from Joshua chapter 2, from verse 1 to 24. Joshua chapter 2, from verse 1 to 24. From verse 1 it reads, then Joshua secretly sent out two spies from the Israelite camp at Acacia Grove. He instructed them, scout out the land on the other side of the Jordan River, especially around Jericho. So the two men set out and came to the house of a prostitute named Rahab and stayed there that night. But someone told the king of Jericho, some Israelites have come here tonight to spy out the land. So the king of Jericho sent others to Rahab, bring out the men who have come into your house, for they have come here to spy out the old land. Rahab had hidden the two men. She replied, yes, the men were here earlier, but I didn't know where they were from. They left the town at dusk, as the gates were about to close. I don't know where they went. If you hurry, you can probably catch up with them. Actually, she had taken them up to the roof and hidden them beneath bundles of flax she had laid out. So the king's men went looking for the spies along the road leading to shallow crossings of the Jordan River. And as soon as the king's men had left, the king of Jericho was shot. But the spies went to sleep that night. Rahab went up on the roof to talk with them. I know the Lord has given you his land, she told them. We are afraid of you. Everyone in the land is living in terror, for we have heard how the Lord made a dry path for you through the Red Sea when you left Egypt, and we know what you did to Sihon and Og, the two Amorite kings east of the Jordan River, whose people you completely destroyed. No wonder our hearts have melted in fear. No one has the courage to fight after hearing such things. For the Lord your God is the supreme God of the heavens above and the earth below. Now swear to me by the Lord that you will be kind to me and my family, since I have helped you. Give me some guarantee that when Jericho is conquered, you will let me live among with my father and my mother, my brothers and my sisters, and all my families. We offer our own lives as a guarantee for your safety, the men agree. If you don't betray us, we will keep our promise and be kind to you. When the Lord gives us the land. Then, since Rahab's house was built into the wall, she let them down by a rope through the window, escaped to the hill country. She told them, "Hide there for 3 days from the men searching for you. Then when they have returned, you can go on your way." Before they left, the men told her, "We will be bound by the oath we have taken only if you follow these instructions. When we come into the land, you must leave a scarlet rope hanging from your window through which you let us down, and all your family members and your father, your mother, brothers, and all your relatives must be there inside the house. If they go out into the street and are killed, it will not be our fault. But if anyone lays a hand on people inside this house, we will accept the responsibilities for their death. If you betray us, however, we are not bound by this oath in any way." "I accept your terms," she replied, and she sent them on their way, leaving the scarlet rope hanging from the window. The spies went up into the hill country and stayed there 3 days. The men who were chasing them searched everywhere along the road, but they finally returned without success. Then the two spies came down from the hill country, crossed the Jordan River, and reported to Joshua all that had happened to them. "The Lord had given us the whole land," they said, "for the people in the land are terrified of us." May God bless the reading and the hearing of His word in Jesus' name. Our manual today reads, "Some people speak to strangers rudely, especially those who seem to be of lower social status than them. Some people answer phone calls from phone numbers that are not on their contact list, as if the fellow on the line is being a nuisance. They don't wait to know who is on the line. They just pick up and ask, "Ashley, who is this?" Hebrews chapter 13 verse 2 says that you should be kind to all men because you don't know when you will meet an angel. Do you know that God can send your helper to you through a phone call? I shared a story in this devotional 2 days ago about how I was in the need of £50 during my trip in the UK several years ago. I asked God for £50, and some minutes later my phone rang. The fellow at the other end said, "Be ye." I replied, "There's no be ye here." He asked, "Is that not so and so number?" I said, "Yes." "But there's no be here." He said, "I'm sorry." I replied, "That's okay. God bless you." Then he said, What do you mean, God bless me? How do you know God?" I replied, "He's my savior." Then he asked, "Who am I talking to?" I told him my name, and that was how God used him to answer my request for £50. Imagine if I had spoken Ashley to him because I didn't know him, and we were only speaking because he had dialed the wrong number. I would have missed God's blessing. In today's Bible reading, Rahab the harlot showed kindness to the spies. She took a big risk by keeping them in her house. Her kindness later saved her family when the walls of Jericho crumbled, like we see in Joshua 6, verse 22 to 24. It also positioned her as one of the great grandmothers of Jesus in Matthew chapter 1, verse 5, and ensured she was included in the Hall of Faith in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 31. Proverbs 31, verse 26 tells us about the virtuous woman who opens her mouth with wisdom and has the laws of kindness in her tongue. Be kind with your words and in your actions towards others. Let your words make people feel hopeful and not depressed and dejected. You will reap whatever seed you sow. Beloved, God could decide to answer your prayers through a wrong number call, a wrong number call, or a random conversation with a complete stranger. This is why you should always be kind and cautious. I pray you won't miss God's blessings for your life in Jesus' name. Amen. Today's open heaven comes to the key point that says, be kind and cautious at all times. Be kind and cautious at all time. Thanks for staying tuned. Thanks for listening to us. If today's Open Heaven has been a blessing to you and you also like to be a blessing to somebody today, you can be a blessing by sharing this message. And how can you share? You can share by visiting our website on www.praisepalaceradio.com. Click on the podcast. Click on the Open Heaven Hour. You see all our past and current Open Heaven devotionals. Click on any of the messages you'd like to listen to, download or share. The link you pop up on the search engine, copy the link and share. You can also join us live 7 a.m. GMT on our radio station, still on www.praisepalaceradio.com. It's available on our mobile app, which you can download from Play Store or Apple Store. This will give you access to all of our amazing shows that we have lined up for you throughout the day. Thanks for staying tuned and thanks for joining us. Till you hear my voice again and till we gather for another word from the mind of God, do remain blessed. Bye-bye.